This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers over the weekend. I meant to say to see you guys yesterday, and I don't. Maybe I did. I don't remember, but it seems they've slipped my mind. And to a kid who no longer has his biological mother, who passed away when I was five, my grandmother, who passed away a few years ago, who was my actual mother, and never having had a grandmother because my grandmother became my mother. Well, I had a grandmother for 5 years, but I didn't really realize it because she just was sort of another old lady in the house. You know what I mean? When my mom moved back from New Jersey after having dumped my scoundrel father. So anyway, she raised me, and my grandmother became my mother. And as I said, on the day that my mother died, I lost my mother and my grandmother. That's what I talk about in my first book, The Big Black Lie. And I'm not looking for sympathy. For those of you who are like, oh, you're out there going, oh. And it's true. It's a horrible thing for a child to go through. Things that you carry through life that you don't even realize that, you know, affect relationships, affect jobs, affect you name it. It affects everything about you, particularly when you don't understand it. And I'm not trying to put you into the mindset or in the head of a young boy who loses his mother one day and the next day everybody's like, well, get over it. But if you think that that's easy to do, it's not. It's not an excuse for me in any way, shape, or form. I can understand it now in terms of early relationships and things like this, and in terms of even the person that I am today. I tell people all the time, I can take you or leave you, because if I can lose my mother, I can certainly lose you. I love getting these messages.
Kevin, you just said so-and-so, you did so-and-so, and I'm leaving you now.
And I just chuckle. Maybe that's the callous part of my nature now that says, well, then get the stepping, sucker, because I don't care. And I know that bothers some people that they can't get to me when they send me the nasty gram. I'm not going to read your site anymore. Who cares? Seriously, do you really believe the world moves around? Now, I'm going to tell you, my rational mind, my logical mind, it is born of logic degrees in college, says I probably would feel much the same anyway because I'm a pretty tough kid. In terms of my skin, I have the skin of a rhinoceros because I don't really care. I don't know if my mother was still alive, had raised me up to adulthood, that I would give a crap if you left anyway. Because I look at it this way. We all have a choice of what we want to do with our lives and where we want to spend our time. And if you choose to spend it with me, great. But don't think I'm going to be perfect. I don't spend my time with you going, oh, man, the conservatives are the best people in the world. You know what I can't stand about conservatives? You people will not support the people that you really care about. I'm talking about in mass. Do a project that says, hey, guys, send me $10 so I can do something. I'll use my movie, Bleeding Blue, as an example. We had put a small fortune into this movie, not because we had planned to make any money, me and my partner. And when I say partner, I don't mean in that physical way. I'm talking about partner in the movie. When we decided to make this movie, it was to make the world a better place, to make America better,
to make America great again.
So bleedingbluemovie.com. We put this movie out because we want to bridge the gap between the police officers and the community. We want to make it a better world for people who do run into law enforcement, and we want law enforcement to be understood. We're not exonerating them for the bad things that they do, by the way. It's a 80% pro-law enforcement, 20% let's look at the issues, the real issues of law enforcement as seen from the other side. So it's not a Michael Moore thing, but it's meant to make things better. We've had this movie out there, you know, telling people, look, help us finance it, blah, blah, blah. And I don't, what have we collected? Anybody got an idea? $2,000? Now, if you think you can make a full-length motion picture for $2,000, you're crazy. You can't do it. So, you know, we implore you guys, if you want to solve some of these problems, then get on the bandwagon. Conservatives, you know, I got bad things. I don't know. Yeah. Well, what are they gonna be doing with the movie? Let me tell you something. I talked to Dinesh D'Souza when we started making this movie. Dinesh said, "Kevin, I want to tell you right now, you will not make money in this." I'm like, "Dinesh, I know we're not making money in this movie. We haven't made money in this movement. I'm still seven figures in and still trying to figure out, you know, month to month how we make it work. But we do because we're dedicated to it." So that's how you make this stuff work. But my point is, look, I love you guys. Love you. But, you know, the left, if I were making an anti-cop film, I want you to think about it this way. If I were making an anti-cop film, and you go to bleedingbluemovie.com, look at that trailer. If I made an anti-cop film with my brain, and you guys know I'm pretty smart, if I did it, be honest, how much money do you think the left would get me? They would get me a small fortune. They would have me all over media talking about this movie, talking about how the cops are. If I fit that narrative, which, by the way, John Singleton's making a movie, I think it's already out now, on HBO or Showtime, that is exactly opposite. It is condemning the police officer. Don't think he did that willy-nilly. This sucker knew he was going to make money. And for the record, leftists, if they make these types of things, they get it. Michael Moore, good example. Michael Moore makes movie on documentaries. Dinesh said to me and many others, Joel Gilbert, who made Dreams for My Real Father, another friend of mine, says, "Kevin, you don't make money on documentaries." He's made probably six or seven of them. They do it because of the cause. Michael Moore makes money on documentaries. Michael Moore did Bowling for Columbine and Roger and Me for the GM leaving leaving Detroit or whatever. Let me just say, he makes money. You want to know why? Because leftists will support their stuff. They will support. I say they support their nonsense. In our case, we're not talking nonsense. We're talking about real life here. We're talking about things that really impact people, that are life and death for police officers, life and death for people who are encountering police officers and doing it the wrong way. And more importantly, these kids that are seeing this stuff coming up, do you think that they should be believing the narrative of the left, or should there be something to counter it? And you can't get a fraction of the people in the conservative movement to go, "You know what? That is so worth it. I want to do that." Because they all figure, well, he may be making money. He's just, let me tell you something. It has nothing to do with that. When Dinesh made, what was the movie, America, Something for America, I didn't think about, oh, he's making money. I was supportive. Go see the film. Tell people about it. Promote it. When Joel Gilbert did Dreams for My Real Father, I did a screening at my home. I did a screening here in St. Louis. Because I didn't care what money he made, it was the right thing to do. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. When we come back, I do want to cover Mother's Day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I was watching TV over the weekend, and I saw this. They're called PSAs, public service announcements. But there's no public service to it. Yeah, public service announcements. And it used to be things like, I don't know, learn to read, or math is your friend, or whatever. When I was growing up, the public service announcement really, it was supposed to make you aware. It's government funding something that you needed in your life. And I don't know when it occurred. I would seriously like to look back at it and find out when it made a transition from something that, you know, reading is fundamental to leave the Guatemalan midgets alone or whatever. It transformed into this social engineering. And so I'm watching this, I don't know, I was watching a TV program, and I see this program, this PSA that comes on, and I notice it's a bunch of gay people. And the one that got me was the lady, she's in a lot of stuff. She was in Old School, she was in was a the show a Best in Show, and Jane something. Anyway, she turns out to be gay in real life. I didn't know it. And she played a gay woman. Very good actress. I love her work. And she's gay in real life. Big deal. I don't care. But when I, as I looked at it, it was a lot of gay people. And they was, you know, I guess the message was around diversity. Well, it was. But what funny, in fact, I know it was. And what was funny about it is instead of praising, instead of rather galvanizing all Americans to work together, to be one America, they were actually praising diversity. Now, here's what's funny about that, because people are probably, Kevin, what are you talking about? See, in the old days, we rallied around something that brought us together in these different things. So learning to read, that's no special interest group. We want everybody to learn to read. It is a good thing to learn to read. It would be like having a thing that says, appreciate the military. They don't say, appreciate the Marines or the Army or whatever. They say, appreciate, you know, and I'm just using that as an example. Appreciate the military. Okay, so we all, yeah, let's appreciate the military. But that was what I remember, is sort of these PSAs. And now it's like everything's about the diversity of life in America. Hey, don't look at someone because of their religion. Don't look at someone because of their gender. Don't look at gender. Don't look at someone because of their color or because their accent or whatever. You know, that's just part of the diversity. And I'm thinking, we always look for the thing that's different. We're taught to look for the thing that's different. It's part of your nature. It really is. If you're, that's why, for example, a white tiger has a less chance of survival in the wild than a tiger that has its normal stripes. A white tiger can be seen in the jungle, in the forest, versus a regular tiger. So that's why it's an anomaly and it doesn't normally live. Now, I'm not saying kill people that are different. I'm just saying you're impossible not to notice it. The prey is taught to notice something that's very different so it can avoid being caught. It's taught to notice even the things about the tiger so it can avoid being caught. So we're trained to look for the differences. The differences in the animal kingdom versus us is we're not trained to look at it as predator and prey. We're trained to look at it because it makes life more interesting. If you first see a black person and you're a little kid, it may make you curious about them. I remember when white people would always ask me, can y'all tan? I was like, I don't really know. I haven't tried. I learned that I could, but I hadn't tried to do it. So anyway, they praise this diversity. And have you ever looked at a group of leftists? They're super proud. And you know, it'll be a picture, and it'll have people of all different colors. I'm talking about from fish belly white to Miles Davis black. And in between, it'll have all different hairstyles, curly, straight, whatever, eye types, blue, blonde, whatever. It'll be a complete hodgepodge, and they pride themselves on it. The little kids will, you know, whatever. It'll be fat people, tall people, skinny, whatever, all over. And they'll go, look at our diversity. They're proud of it. Sizes, shapes, religions, we've got it all. Dressed in the native garb. Man, just go Google diversity in Google Images and look at diversity, and it'll come up with all this cool stuff. But what you will never have in that group of people is you will never have diversity of thought. Good example, Miss America. Bleasey's a black chick. She was asking, she's a nuclear scientist, works for the government. She was asked a couple of questions at the end. Everybody loved her. Hey, do you believe that health care is an entitlement? She says, no, it's not an entitlement. It's a privilege. So that's number one. Then she was asked if she was a feminist, and she says no. So here's a black lady who's risen up through the ranks of Miss America, gonna win it. They're tweeting out, you go, sister, go. Ooh, hey, sister, sister, go, sister. And everybody's, woohoo, we love me. I think her name is DC or CD or CP or something. They love her until she answered those questions. And then you know what Twitter did? Ooh, girl, you lost me right there, girlfriend. You never should have said that. Healthcare is an entitlement. What? You ain't no feminist? What? What? Suddenly they turn on her. Now, she's as good as it gets. She's risen through the ranks. She's beating all these white girls. Beating all these white girls. And she's about to get the crown. And everybody's like, whoa, what did she say? I can't believe that she went off the reservation. Can't believe that she's the same woman that had all the achievements. Nuclear scientist. She is no dummy. They ask her a question. She's a nuclear scientist. She's like, yeah, I don't think it's an entitlement. Let me ask you this. You're a farmer working in the fields of Georgia, raising a crop of wheat or whatever. You get sick. What entitlements do you get? Social Security? Do you get a check? When we formed this nation, what did you get? You got nothing. But you know what we were fortunate enough to do? We said there are going to be people who do get sick, who do need our help, and we need to be there for them. So we implemented things to help them out. They didn't become entitlements. They're still things that we do decide through our charity to do for people. But now the left goes, nope, that's an entitlement. And that would be okay. You know what? Even if you said, hey, some people are going to get sick and they're entitled to make a living and not starve to death. I'll even go that far. But I'll ask you this. How many of those people are there? Should it be 47% of our population? What percentage of those do you feel like are entitled? When you see a dude going out making 15 babies by 12 different girls, do you feel like he's entitled to your money to take care of his kids when he's not responsible enough to do it himself? Where do we end it? See, we can have these conversations, but they can't. The sorry leftists don't want to talk about the things that matter. Bullying is what they are. You ever seen them do a PSA supporting the police? You ever seen them do a PSA supporting the hardworking Americans that start businesses?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Race Pimping is my book if you want to get it, racepimping.com. We don't do a whole lot of commercializing here. I don't try to sell a bunch of books or sell things. And I did, obviously, the last segment talk about the movie we've got out. BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can go to support that. But I was talking about how we don't support each other as conservatives. I'm not getting after you. You can do what you want to do. We're going to get it done regardless in my organization because that's what we do. But you should consider what I said about that. And let me tell you why. Because leftism has taken over. And even though we're in charge, you're still seeing the remnants of leftism. The remnants of leftism don't allow Donald Trump to do what he's wanting to do. It's everything I talk about day to day on this program. Every single day, 5 days a week. And some of you hear me on the weekends, depending on the market. So, I'll give you an example. I was thinking about this. There will likely be a day when we don't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day. Now, black folks right now, a large percentage of black folks don't really get to celebrate Father's Day. And others don't even get to celebrate Mother's Day. There was a guy, he sends me a note, a black dude, and it says BLM is bailing out black women from jail so they could celebrate Mother's Day. And I thought, well, good choice, because if you bail out fathers on Father's Day, you'll deplete George Soros' budget. They would make bail for women. Now, look. For the sake of discussion, they're making bail for women that are accused of small drug charges, prostitution, whatever. I don't know. I'm presuming they're not letting out murderers because you can't get them out, but they're bailing these women out. And you know what I thought? I thought that's, if you did it for the right reason, that's a great thing to do. That's an amazing thing, is to say, you know what? I don't want a mom to be in jail on Mother's Day. And so I thought, you know what? We're going to do something like that next year. We're going to showcase some mother who deserves to be out with her children. She's caught up for whatever reason, and we're going to try to get her out if it's the right person. But BLM's doing it to say, we want black women out with their babies or whatever, like they care. Like BLM cares that black women get bailed out of jail. BLM looked at that as, this is an opportunity to act like we're doing something. Because let me tell you something, when those black women are out of jail, they don't care about them. 72% of these kids are being raised by single black women. Where's BLM? You think BLM's burping babies and changing diapers and helping these women when these kids are sick? If they put a program together and said, we're going to make sure these moms can get to work. We're going to make sure their children are safe. We're going to make sure these children are learning, that they're off the streets and out of harm's way. And quite frankly, getting the right type of becoming good citizens, I would say BLM, congratulations. These token moves don't impress me. They might impress other people. Black guy sends me this. I said, let me tell you something. When they start doing those kind of things, then it'll matter to me. And oh, by the way, when they stop trying to kill cops, get back with me. See, I see through the ruse, and I want you to see through the ruse, because you're going to start hearing about this. You're going to hear about the great work that BLM is doing. They're going to try to make them the acorn of the, when they thought acorn was good. And we're going to discover that BLM is nothing more than a terrorist group, a terrorist front that does a couple of good things so they can do a bunch of bad things. Do I need to remind you of the Clinton Foundation? We're going to go build a water treatment plant in Haiti. But we extort the world of about $2 billion. That is the most expensive water treatment plant ever that the Clintons built in Haiti. Or we'll build a school in some African village and we'll get $2 billion. Let me tell you, the schools that they build in these African villages and the water treatment plants and whatever else they do are the most expensive pieces of property ever built. Because they use people, and BLM's trying to do the same thing. So they bailed out mothers on Mother's Day. Oh, let's bail them out. They should be with their little children. What got them in there in the first place? Neglect of children. Have you looked at some of these videos? You don't have to look at videos. You can be out and about. I was in the hospital with my son when he got bit by a tick, and we were watching mothers with their children. If Child Protective Services had been there, I know at least three mothers who would have lost their children that day. I mean, I feel sorry for how these kids grow up. Anyway, I don't think there's going to be a Mother's Day or Father's Day soon. It'll be Happy Being Day, you know, or Happy Human Day, or Happy Non-Gender Identity Day, or some other leftist nonsense. And you're now thinking about it going, you know what, Kevin, you're right. When somebody comes up to your mom and says Happy Mother's Day, there were a lot of people that went to my son's mom going, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day on Mother's Day. And I'm thinking, I should have just struck back and said, how do you know she's a woman? You don't have any idea whether this is a woman. She can identify as whatever she chooses to be. And today, she is a Guatemalan midget. And just gone off on them, right? But we're, oh, thank you. The point is, how do you, given the world that the left wants to give us, where we can all be non-gender conformant to you or whatever, I don't even know the names of this crap, and I'm not going to commit it to memory, I'm never going to call somebody Z or Za or any of this other crap. You're going to be he or her or she or he or whatever, and if I can't identify, I'm going to just gonna say man. I'm going to go, hey, you. You always worked, right? You won't have sisters, folks. You won't have brothers. Those words will be stricken from the lexicon if you let leftists have their way. You won't have aunts and uncles. I spoke to a young lady the other day. She referred to her transsexual uncle as Uncle Aunt. Uncle Aunt so-and-so. You know, like Uncle Aunt Ben or Uncle Aunt Susan. What? Uncle Aunt? So now I got to learn a new word? Uncle Aunt? What about Aunt Uncle? So let me ask you this. Is it Uncle Aunt when it's a man that becomes a woman? And is it Aunt, uncle, when it's a woman, it becomes a man? How do we deal with this, trannies? I would love to know. See, this is what keeps us off kilter. On the right, we're going, oh my goodness, we got to learn a whole new thing. And then you know what the left does? They say, well, now you've got to, there's a whole new training regimen that needs to come out, and it needs to go to the schools, and to the military, and to the businesses, all the capitalists, everybody. We need to train people on some new lexicon. So let's go spend billions of dollars figuring out sexuality of people because somebody else has a new novel idea. Oh my goodness! Yeah, what about nieces and nephews? Nah, he my niece nephew. He my nephew niece. He my sister brother. He my brother sister. See, we're going to do all this is now something we've got to adjust to. See, the left are idiots. This is why shows like this exist. Because let me tell you something, folks. I don't do anything except talk common sense. I don't even know why you listen to me. Why are you here? Somebody tell me. Somebody tell poor Kevin. Why y'all folks is listening to him? Because he does not understand. I don't understand. I do not understand why I get to do a show and tell you the obvious nonsense of the left. things that are common sense by the time you're 12 years old. You know exactly how the world works. You know there are two genders. You know there are people that are on the fringe of these things. And you know what you need to learn when you're 12 years old? You need to learn how to deal with those folks that are on the fringe and not make fun of people. But that's the same thing as if a person has one leg shorter than the other. Don't call them gimpy, okay? Adjust. That's what we need to teach. Oh, man. You can legally change your name, folks. Get this. You can legally change your name. You can legally change your gender. Well, what's next? Change your birthday? Okay, my name is no longer Kevin. It is Kunta Kinte, and I'm a female. Now, it's Kunta Kinte. Okay, Kunta Kinte with a little accent on the E. Kunta Kinte. My name is Kunta Kinte, and I'm a girl now, okay? I just want everybody to understand. I'm no longer Kevin Jackson talking like this here. I'm a girl. My name is Kunta Kinte. Is it Kunta Kinte? Yeah, Kunta Kinte. I'll get my name right in a minute. The left don't want you to have valid ID to vote, so why carry valid ID at all? If I can change my name and change my gender, why not? Who the heck am I? Why do we need to identify ourselves to one another? If we're going to live like they do, only animals don't need identities. You know, dogs will walk up and sniff each other's butt and go, oh, hey, Ralph. I mean, when you're able to do that, then you don't need valid ID. If you go to the voting booth and somebody, you boot over and somebody sniffs your butt, go, hey, Kevin, no problem, vote. Go ahead, bro. Good to see you again. But let me tell you, the left wouldn't do some of the crap they ask us to do. If we put a gun to their heads, they wouldn't. They would be like, I'm not doing. What do you mean, go live in a black neighborhood? I'm not going to live in a black neighborhood. No way, no how. Oh, really, Nancy? Oh, really, Harry? Oh, really, Barack and Michelle? But you're black. Why don't you want to live in a black neighborhood? Hey, Barack and Michelle, I have a question for you. Send your kids to a black school. Don't want to do that, huh? Let your kids go to these so-called black events. Send them to rap concerts. Let them go up and down the hood and be whatever, you know? We got a lot more to cover on this, folks. I'm just getting started.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I identify as Kevin Jackson, black male. I'm conservative. I'm American. I'm God-fearing. I'm all these different things. I identify as that. And let me tell you, it took a while for me to decide, you know what, this is who I want to be. I tell the story in my first book, The Big Black Lie, about growing up, my father being in prison, and I didn't want to be who I was. I didn't want to be the son of a man who was in prison. I did not want to be that. I didn't know a whole lot about life, but I knew that was not the daddy that you walked around talking about. I wanted my dad to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or something, you know, very cool. I didn't want to be poor. I hated the concept of it. My grandparents were poor. My grandparents never made over $15,000 each in their entire lives. Never. We were poor. Let's just think about that. Raising not only their kids, then getting their grandkids and having to raise them. And fortunately, they were entrepreneurial. They had rent houses and things like this, and I got to watch a lot of that, but they were poor. And I didn't like being poor. I liked how people responded to rich folks. I mean, I tell this story. I was a buddy of mine is very wealthy. He says, come hang out with me in Arizona. I go to a resort that he's got four homes in. And, you know, there are places where friends come in and visit. And I was in one of them. Thing is, it was better than my house, being honest with you. And I go to the country club where we're going to golf, and people treated me like royalty. Once I dropped his name, man, I was royalty. And I like that. I mean, think about why people become a Rockefeller. You know, my name is Kevin Rockefeller. Can you imagine if I changed my last name to Rockefeller, how people would treat me? If they never met me, they didn't know it was a black dude. I was calling people, hello, yes, reservations for Rockefeller, please. Yes, yes, Kevin Rockefeller. Oh, Mr. Rockefeller, of the Rockefeller? Well, of course, yes. You know exactly, but Kevin Jackson won't make a reservation. Mr. Jackson, we booked off all 2 weeks in advance, and we'd like to see your credit, please, sir. I'm just saying, you know the difference. So, yeah, you want to be, you want to get a little special treatment. You ever been somewhere where you're with somebody that is somebody, and the minute they walk up, people are like, oh, they're rolling out the red carpet. You ever been with somebody like that? Maybe you got a high school buddy who's, a big deal. It's amazing to watch. People roll out the red carpet. Of course, I saw that. I wanted to be that. Now, I was less prone to lie about that than I was about my dad. I don't want to tell people my dad was in prison. So, I lied. And I lied a lot. Because everybody, Kevin, why doesn't your dad come to the baseball? Oh, well, my dad is like flying around in his private jet. And he's like in England now. I think he's doing a concert. anything but, he's tossing some dude's salad in San Quentin. What are you supposed to say? I'm not rationalizing it. Oh, I could lie because my dad was in prison. No, I'd lie because I didn't know how to deal with the truth because nobody said, hey, it's no big deal, kid. It's no big deal. But one of my friends read my book, my first book. He called me up. He's like, dude, because he read my second book first. When he read my first book, he goes, dude, I can't believe you told those kind of truths in your book. And I'm like, why not? It's the truth. It's who we are. It's our identity. Ask a leftist, folks. If you want to know the pathology of the left, they don't want to have identity. They don't want to give you valid voter ID. They don't want to be who they are. I asked a second ago, if we were animals, we'd just walk around sniffing each other. Lions mark their territory. They spray that pee out of the back. Psst, psst, psst. Your dog marks his territory by squirting, right? The male dogs, maybe even females. They'll go and squirt. And other animals go, oh, I see that's Kevin's territory there. Not going there. He's a pretty mean-spirited black dude. So they leave it alone. Those are the boundaries, right? They don't need fences. But there's an invisible fence there. You better believe that the pride of lions who owns a territory, there's an invisible fence. You don't believe me? Cross it. You may not see it, but the animals see it. Because they smell it. I see it. So when they do that, other animals go, I can't go there. They don't need to build a wall. They don't need a Donald Trump in the animal kingdom. So they know their identities. And we know our identities because we evolved away from the animalistic thing that says we'd walk around sniffing each other's butts and armpits. Thank God. Because let's face it, with a lot of leftists, you don't have to get that close. This is people. We keeping it real. We're keeping it real. Why are you mad? Why are you getting mad, lefties? Huh? I feel like Michael Jackson. Yeah. Come on, like in the scene from Beat It, you know, the we'll do a dance off if y'all want to. You want to throw down? We'll do a dance off right now. I did a dance off with my son over the weekend in a store. I showed him up. Broke out some circa 60 dance moves and shut him down. Anyway, I digress. The point is, folks, the leftists don't want to be who they are. So man evolved. We said, you know what? We're not going to sniff each other. We're going to get ID, identification, because we can look alike. We have doppelgangers. I can't tell you how many times people have walked up to me. Hey, are you James so-and-so? Did you run for Congress? No. Did you look just like him? Okay. Well, you look like my grandfather's old boots. What? Should I call you old boot? We know each other because we've identified. We've got ways of identifying. Try to get your information from some place. Try to get your cable, you know, thing. You Mr. Jackson? Well, you need to give me the last four digits of this. And what credit card did you use? And what is the birthplace of your last baby's daddy, mama, child, uncle? You know, okay? You got me. It's me. I'm in somebody else's house trying to get the cable on. You're right. You found me out. I'm a criminal. I'm here eating Kevin Jackson's food, sitting in his desk chair, trying to figure out how to get his cable on. Now, who do I turn myself into? They take you through through a degree of stuff. You're just sitting there going, seriously? My cable's off. And I paid the bill. So that's what you're looking for. The leftists are not okay with giving up their identities. They don't want people to know who they are, folks. They're mean-spirited people. Their past are full of vile things. They prefer to forget the past. We look at our past and we learn from them. Your individual past. You look at it and go, boy, I don't want to make that mistake again. That didn't go right. This would be better. Had I changed this, you're like a machine. This human machine that self-corrects, that goes, no, I can no longer do that because that behavior got me this. Leftists forget their past. They don't care if they ran over 14 Guatemalan midgets in order to get to where they are. If the next one gets in their way, they'll plow them down. They're easy to hit because they're small. So their presents are just as vile. They prefer to forget the present even, folks. They pretend that somebody else did it. They will do something vile to you an hour ago, and they will already have the rationalization a split second after it happens. They will hit you in the head and take your money and rationalize it and say, well, I needed it. They will break into your home and steal stuff, and they will rationalize it and go, well, how else was I going to buy my clothes and pay for my car without your help? How do they sleep at night knowing how weird and bizarre they are as they indulge their deepest, darkest nature? You want to know why they get so offended when Donald Trump, for example, says that these Mexicans are bringing over rapists and murderers and pedophiles and stuff like that? Let me tell you why. Because the left are your rapists and your murderers and your pedophiles and your liars and your cheaters and your scoundrels to their core. And they will rationalize anything. And so when they were called out, when they started hearing names that are familiar to them, things that they know who they are. And look, I'm not exonerating conservatives. Conservatives do bad things. There are conservatives who do all these things. But in comparison to affirmed leftists, people who firmly vote Democrat, firmly call themselves progressives, liberals, etc., we look like monks and saints in comparison. The jails are filled with leftists. Filled with them. And they know this. They know who they are. And so when they hear you talking about their kinfolk, they get mad.
Oh, Donald Trump talking about Mexicans are bringing rapists and child sex traffickers and things like that. They're like, how dare he talk about us so publicly and so openly like that? That's not cool.
They get mad at it. Well, get mad. They know who they are. We know who they are. I'm never going to be afraid to tell them exactly who they are, what they condone. They condone everything that we just talked about, and they have no core that says it's wrong. And you wonder why they don't want to be who they are? Well, I know.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.